search that finds typos, synonyms, and exact terms. One Postgres table, one Spring Boot app. Built-in plain Postgres QL18 first, then driven from Spring Boot 4.1 through the JPA Criteria API, up to the exact line where Criteria runs out and one native query takes over. Runnable repo, 36 tests against real Postgres. Search Stevenson and you get Robert Louis Stevenson. Search Casement and you get 6 books, not one of which contains the word. Same table, same endpoint, no search engine. Here's that second query, live against the demo. Code block omitted. 6 books come back. The highlighted word is window, which is not what I typed, and a select count asterisk from book where excerpt I like percent casement percent over the whole corpus returns 0. Those tags are TS headline, and it does more work here than anything else on the page. Hand it the same TS query you matched with, and it returns an excerpt with the matching lexemes wrapped in whatever you set as start cell and stop cell. I ask for, so the UI gets semantic HTML rather than a class name I'd have to style. It's also the reason a synonym match is believable instead of magic. You can see that the word it found is window. Postgres does all 3 kinds of search on its own. Exact terms through a stored TS vector that Spring Boot never has to maintain, typos through PGTRGM trigrams, and the vocabulary gap through a native synonym dictionary. You can reach every one of them from the JPA Criteria API, compose them as Spring Data specification chains, and fuse all 3 into a single ranked list with reciprocal rank fusion. There's exactly one place where the Criteria API runs out and you drop to native SQL. None of this is new, and that's the point. Full-text search has been in core Postgres since 8.3, and PGTRGM is older still. I built this on Postgres QL18 and Spring Boot 4.1 because that's what I run today, not because either version is what makes it work. One table, 3 ways in. I wanted a demo where nothing is hidden, run the same way as the Spring OAuth 2 series. One command, one public repo, no hand waving. So, one book table, 77 public domain classics pulled from Project Gutenberg, author names that invite typos and real work text in the excerpts, not blurbs. 3 retrievers read that one table. Each retriever is a different answer to what counts as a match. A TS vector is a document after processing, stored as a sorted list of normalized word roots called lexemes. To TS vector English, the cats were running gives cat 2 run 4. A TS query is a search condition over those lexemes. The ATAT operator asks whether a TS vector satisfies a TS query, and that is the entire matching model. A trigram is a 3-character run of a string. PGTRGM compares the sets of trigrams in 2 strings and returns a similarity between 0 and 1, which is how it reaches a misspelling. A synonym dictionary maps one lexeme to another while a document is being parsed, so a query word can match a document that never contains it. Everything in this half of the post is plain SQL. Every result block below comes from support / demo SQL, which MC run SQL runs against the seeded database with PSQL E, so each statement is echoed above its own output. The schema statements come from the Liquibase change log. No application is involved in any of it. The 3 retrievers catch different things, and the differences are not subtle. Table omitted. How does Postgres full-text search rank results? Postgres full-text search from Spring Boot starts with one stored TS vector. 4 steps get you a ranked result set, and none of them needs application code. Store the vector in a generated column, so Postgres recomputes it only when the row changes. Index that column with GIN, which is the lookup ATAT performs. Weight the fields with setweight, labeling title A and excerpt B, order by TS rank CD. A title match then outranks an excerpt match on its own, because the ranking functions weight those set weight labels differently by default. Code block omitted. That stored on line 5 is not decoration. Postgres QL18 changed the default for generated columns to virtual, and the release notes say so plainly. Allow generated columns to be virtual and make them the default. The right behavior can still be specified via the stored option. A virtual column is computed on read, and a column computed on read cannot be indexed. Leave the keyword off and the create index in the next change set fails. Code block omitted. So on Postgres 18, the missing keyword breaks your index, not your column, which is a confusing way to find out. It's the one PG18 change this repo actually reproduces in a test that creates a virtual column and watches the index fail. One asymmetry to know before it puzzles you. TS headline only ever scans the excerpt, so a title-only match like time finding hard times comes back with no at all. Headline IT scopes its marking assertion to rows whose excerpt contains the word, with a comment naming the case as a real gap. Parsing what a person actually types. Four functions turn text into a T-squeery, and only one of them is safe to hand a search box. Table omitted. Web search to T-squeery accepts the syntax people already type into search engines, and it never throws on malformed input. Code block omitted. Quoted phrases become the followed by operator, a leading becomes negation, and a stray bracket becomes nothing at all. That's the constructor you can wire to a UI and stop worrying about. TS rank and TS rank CD disagree, so you have to choose. TS rank weights by term frequency. TS rank CD computes cover density, which rewards documents where the query terms sit close together. On a real corpus, they genuinely reorder the same match set. Here is the query old time, scored both ways, showing the top 5 of the 11 matching books. Code block omitted. Order by frequency and positions 3 to 5 are 20, 21. 3 the $B in the fourth title is a mark subfield marker riding along in Gutenberg's own metadata. Real corpus, real mess left in. Order by cover density and those 3 become 3, 20, 21. Romeo and Juliet mentions the terms rarely but close together, so proximity promotes it two places, past both Melville entries. Neither ordering is correct in the abstract. Both numbers are only meaningful relative to other rows for the same query, which is worth remembering before anyone asks you what a good score is. I use TS rank CD for the lexical retriever and TS rank for the synonym one, and a test asserts the two disagree on this corpus. Same habit as the virtual threads post. If a claim can be measured, measure it, because the corpus that makes two ranking functions agree would quietly turn that choice into decoration. How do you make Postgres full-text search tolerate typos? You reach outside full-text search for this one, to PGTRGM, because the stemmer structurally cannot help you. Stevenson and Stevenson stem to different lexemes, so ATAT will never connect them no matter which configuration you use. Trigram similarity ignores language entirely and scores that pair at 0.2692, comparing three-character runs instead of word roots. Match with the percent operator, which a gin trgm ops index can answer, and rank with similarity, which it cannot. Watch the stemmer fail and the trigram succeed, on the same word, in the same session. Code block omitted. That SCT in the middle is doing real work. Percent compares against PGTRGM similarity threshold, which defaults to 0.3, and similarity Robert Louis Stevenson. Stevenson is 0.2692. Leave the default in place and all three rows vanish. Spelled correctly, the same pair scores 0.4348. The predicate and the ranking also use different tools on purpose. Percent is the match, Similarity is the score, and they are not interchangeable. A GIN-TRGM ops index can answer percent and cannot answer similarity greater or equals 0.2. I set the threshold to 0.2, and where I set it turns out to matter later. The operator class you pick decides what else the index can do. GIN-TRGM ops answers percent and like. GIST-TRGM ops answers those two and adds something GIN cannot do at all. Order by name, Q, a nearest neighbor scan that walks the index in closest first order. If you ever want, did you mean ranked straight out of the index instead of sorted afterwards, GIST is the one that gives it to you. This demo doesn't need it. One honest note while you're here. This particular predicate ORs across book and author, and no single table index can answer an OR that spans two tables. So fuzzy scans both at any size. At 77 rows, that's free. It's the first thing I'd rethink at scale. How do you add synonyms to Postgres full-text search? Three statements and a text file, no application code. You create a dictionary with template equals synonym over a source target file. Clone the built-in configuration with copy equals English, and then alter mapping. With book synonym, English stem so every token hits your dictionary before it reaches the stemmer. List each pair in one direction only, because the substitution runs at index time as well as at query time. Code block omitted. Six pairs, one per line, and the file has to sit in the server's $shared/search data, before that first statement runs. Code block omitted. That third line is the whole casement demo, and it needs no application to work. Code block omitted. Every target word occurs somewhere in the 77 books while no source word does, which is deliberate. A pair whose target appears nowhere silently matches nothing, and a feature that silently matches nothing looks exactly like a broken one. A test fails the build if the file and the corpus ever drift apart. Only the dictionary's exact key gets there before the stemmer, so apothecaries never reaches the apothecary entry and synonym mode is not a superset of lexical mode. The documented fix is a thesaurus dictionary, which I left out on purpose. The synonym template is what makes the index time symmetry below visible, and that is the thing worth seeing. Write each pair once in one direction. My first version of that file listed every pair both ways. It looked right. Symmetry, so either word finds the other. It matched nothing. Now the reason. The substitution runs at index time as well as at query time, because indexing and querying both go through the same text search configuration. With Sleuth Detective and Detective Sleuth both present, a document saying the detective solved it indexes as sleuth, and a query for sleuth is rewritten to detective. Both sides moved. They swapped past each other. Delete one direction and both queries start working, which is the part that reads as backwards until you see it. With only detective sleuth, the document still indexes as sleuth, and the query sleuth is not a key, so it stays sleuth. Both ends converge on the same lexeme. The manual documents the dictionary and the mapping. It does not spell out this consequence, so the test that builds two scratch dictionaries and shows both behaviors is the only citation I have for it. Can you call Postgres full-text search functions from the JPA criteria API? Everything so far happened inside Postgres. Three retrievers, one table, a dictionary file and a PSQL prompt. No Java has appeared yet, and none of it needed any. Now the app, which is the part nobody seems to have written down. Yes, you can reach all of it from the criteria API, and this is where I expected the work to be. It wasn't. Hibernate renders an unregistered CB function TS rank, straight through into the SQL as TS rank args and lets Postgres resolve it. Hibernate never validates the function name. It renders it and lets the database decide. So TS rank, TS rank CD, TS headline, similarity, Tatis Vector and Web Search Tatis Query all work with no registration whatsoever, and the whole suite stays green without any of them declared. But ATAT and percent are different in kind. They're operators, so there is no FTSA, B for hibernate, to fall through to, and the query fails at the database. Those two are the only things that need teaching. Code block omitted. Two lines of registration for a whole search stack. Register it through metainf/services/org-hibernate-boot-model-function-contributor, which Hibernate reads while building the session factory before the spring context exists. That's why the class is in a bean and can't be injected into. The ordinal override is belt and braces, since the interface already defaults to 1000. Spelling it out documents which range this class belongs in. Note the comment above TRGM similar. Registering percent here is what keeps the criteria predicate and the native query on the same threshold, and skipping it costs me something later on. If you go looking for this, most of what you'll find teaches metadata builder contributor instead. That interface is at since 5.3. and ships in Hibernate 7.4.1, annotated at deprecated for removal equals true. Function contributor is the SBI Hibernate 7 picks up, and it has been in Hibernate since 6. With those two registered, each retriever is an ordinary specification. The fuzzy one is the whole of it. Code block omitted. Similar enough is the TRGM similar pattern from above, so that CBOR renders as title percent, Q, or author name percent, Q. The same percent you saw in PSQL, now on both columns, same threshold, reached through specification end and composable with a genre filter. The criteria route buys you one more thing on the way out. The query selects straight into a record with CB construct, so the score and the highlighted snippet arrive as fields on a real type. That is also why I build the criteria query by hand instead of going through JPA specification executor. Score and headline are computed SQL expressions, not mapped attributes, and a spring data projection has nothing on the entity to read them from. One dead end worth saving you the trip. Spring Data JPA 4 also ships a newer predicate specification alongside the classic specification, and I checked whether it replaces it for ranked search. It can't. It's to predicate never receives the criteria query, and order by lives on the criteria query, so the newer interface structurally cannot rank. The classic three-argument specification is the right choice here, not the newer one. Fusing three retrievers with RRF in one query. Reciprocal rank fusion combines ranked lists by throwing away the scores and keeping only the positions. RRF scores a document as the sum of 1/k+ rank over every retriever that returned it. That sidesteps the real problem, which is that a TS rank CD of 0.08 and a trigram similarity of 0.62 mean nothing to each other. The constant K is 60, straight from the paper that introduced the method. Cormack, Clark and Buecher say they fixed it during a pilot investigation and not altered during subsequent validation, and report that it turned out to be near optimal, though the choice was not critical. I left it untuned, because inventing a different number would mean claiming an evaluation I never ran. RRF needs three ranked candidate sets, a row number window function over each, and a full outer join to keep a book that only one retriever found. The criteria API can express none of those, so the fused query is a single at query native query equals true, and I left the seam visible. Code block omitted. Coalesce LID, FID in that second join is load-bearing. After the first join, an ID lives in LID or in FID, but not reliably in either. So joining synonym on LID alone would drop every fuzzy-only match. The obvious-looking SID equals LID or SID equals FID is an equivalent. Postgres won't even run it. A full join needs a hashable or mergeable condition. Here's what the arithmetic buys on Q equals great house. Code block omitted. The house of the seven gables wins while being top of nothing. It's second, fifth, and second. Far from the matting crowd is first in two retrievers and still loses, because three moderate agreements out-total two confident ones. That damping is the mechanism, not a side effect. Rank 1 contributes 1/61, and rank 5 contributes 1/65, so no single retriever's favorite can run away with the result. What two paths cost me? Now the bill. Having a criteria path and a native path means having two definitions of the same retriever, and they drifted. The criteria fuzzy predicate used similarity greater or equals 0.2. The native fuzzy CTE used percent, whose default threshold is 0.3. So Stevenson returned three books through fuzzy mode and zero through fused mode, and nothing failed anywhere. No error, no warning, no red test. The fix was to stop having two thresholds. Code block omitted. Hikari doesn't reset session state between borrows, so that GUC is set once per physical connection, and both paths inherit it. Registering percent as a pattern function was the other half, so the criteria predicate uses the same operator as the CTE instead of a comparison that only looks equivalent. The functional synonym index is fragile in two directions. Ike's book synonym vector indexes to T's vector book synonym search, title excerpt, and a functional index is only usable when the query's expression matches it exactly. Change how that expression is built in Java, and you silently lose the index without breaking a single test. The second direction is worse, because it changes answers rather than speed. A database session reads a syn file once, the first time it uses that dictionary in the session. Edit the file on a live database, and any session that already touched the dictionary keeps the old contents while a fresh session sees the new one. Two connections to the same database, disagreeing. The manual's remedy for the sessions is a dummy alter text search dictionary book synonym, dummy, an option removal that's allowed to remove nothing, and the index still needs its own re-index on top, because its stored lexemes came from the old mapping. Until both have happened, an index scan and a sequential scan of the same table can return different rows for the same query, with no error anywhere. For a demo, I take the blunt path and rebuild the container. What this gives you and where it stops. Three retrievers compose. Fusing them does not, and knowing exactly where that flips is worth more than any abstraction that hides it. Everything up to the fusion is ordinary spring data. Specification chains, one criteria query, two registered operators. The moment you need CTEs and window functions, you are writing SQL. And the honest move is to write it in one place and leave it visible. The rest of it is less work than its reputation suggests. A stored TS vector, a six spare synonym file, and one PGTRGM extension gave me typo tolerance, phrase queries, negation, highlighting, and a vocabulary bridge over one table, with nothing to keep in sync and nothing extra to run. Which makes the boundaries worth naming, because this is a retrieval layer and not a search product. This is not BM25. TS rank and TS rank CD score a row from that row's TS vector alone. Postgres full-text search keeps no corpus-wide statistics, so there is no inverse document frequency term at all. A word appearing in two of 77 books weighs exactly the same as one in 70. There is no re-ranker in the database. RRF is rank arithmetic. It fuses positions and knows nothing about relevance beyond them. A crossing coder or an LLM re-ranker is a stage after this one ends, and so are PG vector and embeddings. The demo endpoint has no auth and no rate limit, and a ranking query is not a cheap thing to leave open. One PG18 upgrade note I did not reproduce. The release notes change full-text search to read configuration files and dictionaries through the cluster's default collation provider rather than always libc, and recommend that clusters on a non-libc provider upgrading via PG upgrade, reindex all indexes related to full-text search and PGTRGM after the upgrade. This repo runs the image default, so I never saw it. I'm passing on the release note, not a result. The whole thing is at github.com/lucasgriggs/springpostgresfts. Masih run demo starts Postgres, builds the app and serves the UI. 36 test containers tests run against a real Postgres 18 with no mock database anywhere. The README maps the load-bearing findings to the test that proves each one. The collation upgrade note and the synonym index fragility section are sourced to the release notes and the manual, and say so. Next up is the leg I cut on purpose, PG vector and semantic search, which answers a different question than any of these three. If something here breaks on your machine, open an issue.